it just kind of happened pretty quick. Some casual conversations with Baltimore, and you know, they showed some real interest and had the power to do it with the amount of draft picks that they're expecting to have through their compensatory picks, and just everything kind of aligned perfectly. He was going to a good spot. They were getting a good player in Eugene, and then it was really going to help us here in the future.
So it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, it happened really quick.
Did you talk to other teams?
No, I think, you know, they're in a different state than a lot of teams, or they have a good football team. They have a lot of draft picks this year, and so they were able to afford to do that to get him in there this year and play for him. And so I think it was a very fair offer from them, and very fair on our part too.
You've made it clear that you're going to rebuild this team through the draft. Is this just one more step in the right direction, getting those picks?
Well, yeah, when you make a commitment to build it through the draft and to have as many picks as possible is the key, and gives you a lot more leeway going into the draft, and gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of what you can do in terms of trading up, trading back, and not having necessarily to worry about, you know, focusing on one player.
Is this the start of a fire sale?
No, absolutely not. No. And, you know, everything's speculation. And I had good talks, you know, with Puzz and with Mojo today, and they're not going anywhere. You know, we feel good about those guys being here, and nor do they want to go anywhere. And, you know, they're part of this team, and we're excited about having them as part of our team.
Was Eugene on the trading block, or was this
no.
just a phone call from Baltimore?
This was just kind of something that happened with have a very good relationship with the Baltimore Ravens and a lot of people in their building, and just kind of happened by happenstance that it came up, and, you know, then it kind of started kicking them around some things, and they showed real interest in it. So one thing led to another, and just kind of happened on Tuesday.
Pastor now is the right tackle. Tell me about him.
Yeah, you know, I think Austin, from the beginning of training camp, or really from the beginning of OTAs until now, he's a guy that has shown steadily improvement and had a really good preseason for us. You know, he's a big guy, very strong. He's going to help, you know, the right side of our line, and is really kind of one of your prototypical right tackles in the NFL. So this is a great opportunity for him. And to expound on the, you know, Luke moving to left tackle. You know, the opportunity cost of Luke playing right tackle factored into us with the trade, too, and the fact that we can move him now to left tackle and see him grow there sooner than later was a key component of the trade, too.
So you have confidence in Pastore then?
I do, yes. And
it's not like, oh, my gosh.
No, and I know our coaching staff has a lot of confidence in him, and so we feel good about that. And Cam, for that matter, too. Cam has quietly improved.
Hey, Dave, Cleveland made that trade a couple weeks ago. You guys were 1 of 2 trades this week. Are you seeing a little bit of a shift philosophy-wise around the league that, you know, it's okay for some teams to trade picks and make in-season changes?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of speculation about trades and kind of what teams should do, what shouldn't do. It's hard to make a trade in season. And, you know, things really have to align the right way. You have to have a buyer. You have to have a seller. You have to have a team has to have salary cap space. A team has to be willing to part with their player. And it's not like it's easy to just fill in. So when you have a guy like Luke Jokel that we can fill in a left tackle, that helps us a lot. So, you know, we look at it as we got a first-round pick last year as a left tackle and a 4 and a 5 this year coming up with the trade.
What's the most surprising start about this going forward start?
Surprising is probably the amount of injuries we've had, you know, at receiver, on the offense as a whole. Losing, you know, Mercedes Lewis is a guy that – has had, you know, a hard time getting healthy this year and has not played at 100%. Mojo's just coming back and starting to find his groove a little bit. You know, he came off the foot injury, twisted his ankle right before the Seattle game. And I told him today I give him a ton of credit for what he did and how he's gone about his business. It could have been very easy for him to tap out that Seattle game, but he wanted to go out there and tough it out. He did, and he earned a lot of my respect in doing that, and a lot of the coaching staff's respect for doing that. And then Mike Brown, you know, he's kind of the other guy that he was our starting, you know, inside receiver. And he goes out in the first game. So you just see a rash of injuries along the offense. And when we put this team together, receiving crew-wise, we initially anticipated Justin Blackmon, Cecil Shorts, and A. Sanders in the slot. And we have not seen that until this week on the field. So through all OTAs, you know, Ace was out, and then we come back. Justin had a surgery. He was out at the beginning of training camp. He comes back. Cecil was out for the Jets game, and now this is the first week that, you know, our quarterbacks are going to have their first initial you know, the three receivers that we anticipated to have in the beginning of the year. And then, you know, the quarterbacks have been in and out, too, so that's been challenging.
I think the easiest question to answer, but how frustrating is this for you? We've talked to Gus, we know what he's saying, but for you personally?
Yeah, it's you learn a lot about yourself, and you learn a lot about the people around you, and that's the one thing that I feel really good about is this team is still very positive, and they go out there preparing like they're 4-0, and they're going out after – we had a great practice yesterday, and the coaching staff is upbeat, and the coaching staff is positive. They still believe, and I still believe in them too, so –